Schools weigh students for various reasons. Some want to inspire the kids to lose weight, help them set goals. Others want to use the data to develop more effective physical fitness and nutrition programs. Whatever the intent, some say the act of weighing a child can humiliate him or her and could maybe lead to eating disorders. Linda Lee is the executive director of the Coulee Region Childhood Obesity Coalition. The group develops programs to encourage kids to eat better, exercise more, and lose weight. Although she doesn't support the idea, Hurt says kids can indeed be shamed into losing weight, but such an approach isn't worth the risk. Lee recalls her time as a health teacher at a public school.
I used to see kids do real strange things to lose weight. I mean, they'd stick their fingers down their throat, they'd not eat and be so dizzy and so lightheaded because they weren't eating. Because they were being made fun of by other kids in their class. And kids can be really cruel.
Marilyn Hurt is the La Crosse School District Supervisor of School Nutrition Programs. She's also a member of the Governor's Council on Physical Fitness and Health. She says schools shouldn't abandon the idea of weighing students, although records should be kept private. Hurt says the state should consider an idea that has been batted around of a statewide system to track students' body mass index, or BMI. Hurt says it could give an idea as to how prevalent childhood obesity is in Wisconsin and give the council a clearer idea on how to address the problem. Steve Rice, Wisconsin Public Radio.